Dead Man's Flats. The MD of Bighorn will provide a nearly $50,000 grant for the Dead Man's Flats outdoor rink after the community association hit a financial shortfall due to inflationary aspects that led to an increase in construction costs. Bighorn Council approved a $48,000 request through its Community Enhancement Program grant on Tuesday, December 13, to help provide the Dead Man's Flats Community Association, DMFCA, for the multi-purpose recreation area. "I do support the request for these funds," Reeve Lisa Roswald said. "The rink and shed are constructed and they look beautiful." Due to the COVID-19 pandemic and economic impacts such as inflation, the original costs of the facility have increased. While DMFCA has reduced its costs by $76,000 for the rink through donations and volunteer savings, they are still short $48,000, according to their request. DMFCA's request noted they have between 40 and 50 volunteers helping with the project, which is in Dead Man's Flats but open to all Bighorn residents. "The community of DMF is quite aware and excited about the completion of this project," wrote Christopher Long, president of DMFCA in the request. "In fact, losing momentum at this time after all the excitement around being able to utilize the rink this winter would be devastating to many, including most of the children in the community. This project began after a door-to-door survey on what our community members would like to see for recreation in Dead Man's Flats. The grant amount will account for about 14% of the project's overall budget. In spite of the amazing work that has been done in terms of volunteer work and in-kind donations, when they put their first application in 2019, there has been changes in terms of inflation and supply chain," said Doug Saul, Community Services Coordinator. The association first came to Bighorn's Planning Commission in the spring for a proposal for a full-sized skating rink for the hamlet's community. The plan was for the rink, built on a storm pond each fall, to be part of the recreation grounds master plan for the area. "In addition to the rink, it will have a shed to store a small Zamboni and other maintenance equipment. It will run as a skating rink in the winter and be a multi-use outdoor recreation center the remainder of the year." The plan was approved, but an appeal was heard by the Subdivision and Appeal Board, SDAB, in August. The appeal argued it could have an impact on wildlife, but could also lead to parking issues, more garbage and an added risk of fire. The SDAB decision permitted the multi-use outdoor facility to move forward and council approved in September that the municipality would take on responsibility for maintaining and operating the water service connection and manhole chamber. Council also waived water charges for DMFCA applied to the hamlet's water utility to be shared by residents in Dead Man's Flats. Roswald said she understood the difficulties the current inflation crisis and COVID-19 presented to the project. "I understand and sympathize with how the budget has become much bigger than they thought it would be in 2019, she said. She also asked the various wards work together to help cover the cost. "I believe this is a great opportunity for our wards to work together," said Cown. Jen Smith. Ward 1 agreed to provide $15,000, Ward 3 and 4 provided $5,000 and the remaining balance will come from the Ward 2 Enhancement Fund. "I really appreciate the support from your ward enhancement funds," Roswald said. Correction. The print version of the story only stated Ward 3 provided $5,000, but it was both Ward 3 and 4 who contributed $5,000. The Outlook apologizes for the error.